Poppy Pym and the Beastly Blizzard. Written by Laura Wood and read by Amy Enticknap. I watched the circus truck drive away with a merry toot-toot of its horn. Heads turned as it passed by in all its red and white stripy glory, with music blasting from the speakers on the roof. My family didn't exactly do subtle goodbyes.
"Goodbye, tomato,"
a voice squawked over the sound system.
"Have a good time at the schools, even though schools is so boring."
I noticed several of my fellow students giggling here. There was a loud scuffling sound and some screeching feedback, and then the same voice floated towards me again. It sounded sulky this time, as if there had just been a good telling off.
"Bah! Sorry, children. I didn't mean that. Schools is excellent, really, and you can fill your rabbit brain with brain carrots."
"Are you happy now, Pim? I don't understand why there is even problem."
The voice faded away as the truck melted into the distance. Perhaps I should quickly tell you that my name isn't Tomato, just in case you are listening to this and thinking, "Oh, I see, this story is about someone called Tomato, and for some reason her family are in a circus truck leaving her behind at school." Some of that is true, but let me clear up a few things. My name is Poppy Pym, and when I was a baby, I was left at a circus with a mysterious note from someone called E. Technically, my middle name is Tomato, but I don't really like to spread that around too much. It's kind of a long story, and I put it in one of my other books if you're interested. The voice coming through the speaker belonged to Fenella, the glamorous Italian fire-eater who calls me Tomato as a sort of nickname. The person who was probably telling her off for calling school boring while driving past the school gates was Pim, or Madame Petronella Pim, to give her her full name. Ringleader, daring trapeze artist, and fortune-teller extraordinaire. If you were to look closely at her face, you would notice that one of her eyes scrunches up a bit, and that's because that particular eye can see the future. It sounds funny, but it's true, and Pim's brief visions of the future have actually saved me from disaster quite a few times. She's also my adopted mother, and she keeps the whole circus running smoothly and makes sure we don't make ourselves too sick on jelly beans. So, that is where this story begins. With me, standing among hordes of chattering students, holding my battered suitcase at the school gates after a glorious summer holiday of candy floss and white ponies and balloon animals and triple somersaults on the flying trapeze. After such an amazing summer, it might seem a bit strange to hear that I was full to the brim with flutterings of excitement at the prospect of a new term at school. I know what you're thinking. How can it be so exciting to go back to boring school, especially if you live in a circus? Well, a year ago, I would have said the exact same thing, but now I know better. You see, the enormous school gates in question were made of wrought iron with a large crest gleaming in the middle, an S surrounded by four birds, and these very serious-looking gates led to my school, St. Smithens. Let's just say that after several mysteries, a few life-and-death experiences, and some seriously spooky goings-on, my time at St. Smithens so far had been far from boring, and I had a feeling in my bones that my second year was going to be no different.